¿Sabes algo que la novia puede decir, cantar?
They're so in love with him.
Está tan enamorado de
they
él.
They see his character.
Que mira su carácter.
They see his nature.
Mira su naturaleza.
They see his love.
Su amor.
And his redeeming power to them.
Y su poder redentor para con ellos.
Only they can say there's none like
him. Que ellos tan solo pueden decir eso.
Let's sing it again.
Vamos a cantarlo otra vez.
I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, Prince of Peace. That is what I want. How we love you, Father.
¿Cómo te amamos, Padre?
How we love by revelation to call you Father.
¿Cómo amamos tu revelación?
To call you Lord.
Llamarte Señor.
To call you our Redeemer.
Llamarte nuestro Redentor.
The lover of our souls.
El amante de nuestras almas.
Our Shepherd.
Nuestro Pastor.
Our Guide.
Nuestro Guía.
Our Counselor.
Nuestro Consejero.
Our Protector.
Nuestro Protector.
Provider.
Que se para con nosotros.
Everything you are,
y
Father,
todo lo que tú
so
eres,
wonderful.
Padre, tan maravilloso.
How can we ever quit thanking you?
¿Cómo podemos parar de darte
loving
gracias?
Word says we love you because you first loved us.
La palabra dice que te amamos porque tú primero nos amaste a nosotros.
We thank you.
Gracias
for such
por tal
amazing love.
Sublime amor.
Father,
Padre,
we just like to worship you,
adorarte,
bow down before you,
inclinarnos delante de ti,
listen to you,
escucharte a ti.
As we call you, Lord,
como te, conforme te llamamos,
you take
Señor,
your place,
toma tu lugar,
Lord, over us.
Sobre nosotros.
So that means, as the prophet said, giving you the preeminence in all
dice,
things.
Dándote la preeminencia en toda cosa.
You take your place,
tú toma
we
tu
take
lugar.
Ours.
Toma
nosotros
tomamos
come to worship you
venimos a
under the blood of your Son, our Lord
bajo la sangre
Jesus,
de tu Hijo, el Señor Jesús.
Knowing, Father, you'll meet with us.
Sabiendo que tú estarás con nosotros.
So meet your children wherever they are, Father.
Tú encontrarás con ellos tus hijos donde quiera que ellos estén, Padre.
Help them.
Ayúdalos.
Build them up.
Edifícalos.
Edify them. Strengthen their faith.
Dales fuerza. Incrementa su fe.
Walk out of here walking closer to you.
Y que salgan de aquí caminando más cerca de ti.
We ask in Jesus' name.
Pedimos en el nombre de Jesús.
Amen. God bless you.
Dios les bendiga.
Everybody good?
¿Todos bien?
No, I noticed out in the entryway.
Me di cuenta en la entrada.
I think, Marianne, did you do these?
Marianne, ¿hiciste tú esto?
Bless you.
Dios
there's
bendiga.
A whole container of these
hay un contenedor
for everybody.
Lleno de esto para todos.
God bless you, sis.
Dios te
thank
bendiga,
you
hermana.
So very,
gracias.
Very much.
Gracias, gracias. Muchas gracias, well, hermana.
Help pay for your expenses for all that. That's a lot of work and time and everything
mucho
else.
Mucho tiempo y todo esto yo pago por tus gastos.
Just a
tan solo
quick announcement.
Un anuncio rápido.
We met a brother in
conocimos al
Chile.
En Chile.
And
y,
he's coming to visit.
Él viene a visitarnos.
So
entonces,
he actually
de hecho,
very fluent in English.
Muy
and
fluido en inglés.
So
entonces,
Brother Juan being very tired at the end of the trip, Marcos translated for me while we were there.
El viaje, él hizo la traducción por
so
mí.
His name is Marcos Israel.
Su nombre es Marcos Israel.
Sepúlveda Constanzo.
Sepúlveda Constanzo.
And so I asked him to preach for us.
Hey, le pedí que predicara para nosotros.
He'll be here end of
él va a estar aquí al final
May,
de
first
mayo,
part of June, so that'll be
la primera parte de junio.
Nice to have him.
Es bueno tenerlo.
Second of all,
segundamente,
I was dreaming last night.
Estaba soñando anoche.
Strange, I don't even remember anything
extraño,
about the dream.
Ni siquiera recuerdo nada acerca del sueño.
Except this except kept coming to me.
Esto sigue, continuaba viniendo a mí.
This is Psalm 35.
Este es el Salmo 35.
And there were some people there. That's all I remember about it.
Ahí, ahí,
I said, well,
todo lo que yo recuerdo acerca
de there's Psalm 35.
Salmo 35.
And so I got up this morning.
So me levanté esta mañana.
What's Psalm 35? So I have a feeling somebody needs this. So would you turn in your Bibles there?
Sí, voltearían sus Biblias a ello. Creo que hay necesidad de esto para mí.
Brother Juan was telling me about
el hermano Juan me estaba
the incident
acerca del incidente
with Patricia and Lisa yesterday.
Con Patricia y Elizabeth el día de ayer.
Sí. I got up and read this morning.
Me paré y leí esto en esta mañana.
And I thought, you know, this is
esto es
the divine nature is in
divina
the
naturaleza.
Seed of God.
La semilla okay? de Dios. ¿Está bien?
And we have mentioned many times
he mencionado muchas veces
this dimension.
Esta dimensión.
One, two, three influenced, you know, uno, Brother dos, Branham tres, says dimension. Hell is pressing itself into
sabe
this
que
dimension.
El infierno está dando, presionándose hacia esta dimensión.
Well, so is seven.
Y el, también el siete.
But seven is only in the bride.
Pero las siete dimensiones okay. en la novia, ¿está bien?
Pressing itself into you, into your heart.
Presionándose a usted y a su corazón.
But you're surrounded by a world pero where five is the region of the lost is pressing
de
into
un
you know.
Mundo que es de las almas perdidas y todo so, eso. Entonces,
but here,
pero aquí,
I was very encouraged this morning reading this. Sister Patricia, you'll see this.
Tú miras nada esto,
God is
Patricia,
with you
Dios está contigo
to protect you and to help you.
Para protegerte y ayudarte.
Look at this.
Mire usted esto,
look, and
35.
Look at his heart
mire su corazón.
As we read through these verses. Plead my cause, O Lord,
disputa, oh Jehová,
with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me.
Con los que contra mí contienden, pelea contra los que me combaten.
And take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help.
There echa mano al escudo y al pavés y levántate okay. en mi ayuda.
Now,
ahora,
we think
pensamos,
our enemy,
nuestro enemigo,
you know, our battle is not against flesh and blood, principalities and powers, right?
Carne y sangre, pero
so we're being bombarded, aren't we?
Estamos siendo bombardeados, ¿no? ¿Es así?
By spirits from that fifth dimension. So
por
you just think
de esa quinta dimensión.
God's fighting against. Okay.
Y Dios está peleando
is that a real
yo.
Thing?
¿Esa es una cosa real?
Well, don't you remember in Daniel? What is
no
it, chapter 9?
Daniel, capítulo 9.
Hey, it took me three weeks
me tomó
to come
semanas.
And answer you, Michael, because he was fighting,
porque él estaba peleando,
battling in the heavens.
Okay,
don't you guys, don't you understand and
no
see how many times, don't you feel like World War 17 is, and you can just feel it all around you, can't you? And that's a real thing that's going on, and who knows, you know, your angels, because who are those angels, according to Hebrews chapter 1, ministering spirits sent to help you on whom the end of the world are
come?
Right? So there might be very real battles with the ones assigned to watch over you and protect you, fighting against the spirits of that other dimension. True? Okay. So he, yeah, look at verse 3. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that sit that persecute me, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation.
Saca la lanza, cierra contra mí mis perseguidores. Di a mi alma, yo soy tu salvación.
And put to shame
sean avergonzados
that seek after my soul.
Y confundidos los que buscan mi
let
vida.
Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that
sean
devise
atrás
my hurt.
Y avergonzados los que mi mal atentan.
And let them be as a chaff before the wind and let the angel of the Lord chase them. There
sea
you go.
Como estamos delante del viento y el ángel de
can't
Jehová
you feel this happening?
No puede usted sentir uh-huh. que esto está pasando.
Okay. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them.
Sea su camino tenebroso y resbaladizo, y el ángel de Jehová los persiga.
Now look at this.
Ahora mire usted esto.
Verse 7.
Versículo 7.
Here's the divine nature in
aquí
his children.
La naturaleza divina en los hijos.
For without cause
porque
have
sin
they
causa
hid for me
escondieron
their net in a pit.
Para mí, su red en
doesn't
un hoyo.
Satan have traps for us all over?
No, dices,
which without cause they have digged for my soul.
Porque sin causa
okay, let destruction come upon him as unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself.
Sin causa cayeron hoyo para mi alma. Véngale el quebrantamiento sin que lo sepas.
Into that very destruction let him fall.
Y la red que él construyó lo prenda.
And look at verse 9. Divine nature in his child. My soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation.
Entonces mi alma se alegrará en Jehová, se regocijará en su salvación.
Okay, all my bones shall say,
todos mis huesos dirán,
Lord, who is like unto thee? So
Jehová,
we just say,
¿quién como tú?
Which delivered the poor from him that is too strong for
que libras afligido del más fuerte que él.
And the poor and the needy from him that
y el
spoils
pobre
him.
Menesteroso del que le desmoja.
False witnesses did rise up, and they laid to my charge
se
things that they, I knew not.
De los que no se me preguntan.
They rewarded me evil for good
me
to the spoiler.
Mal por bien para afligir a mi alma.
Now here, look at this, verse
esto,
13.
Versículo 13.
But as for me,
pero cuando, pero yo,
when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth, and I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into my bosom.
Cuando ellos enfermaron, me vestí de cilicio, afligí con ayuno mi alma.
I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother.
Afligí con ayuno mi alma y mi oración se volvía a mi seno.
I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother.
Como por mi compañero, como por mi hermano andaba, como el que trae por luto, por madre, enlutado me humillaba.
But look at verse 15. But in mine adversity they rejoiced.
Pero ellos se alegraban en mi adversidad y se juntaron.
Now there's that divine nature in a seed.
Naturaleza
not seeking
semilla,
revenge,
no buscando venganza,
but giving vengeance to him whose God is the Lord, right?
El cual es el Señor, ¿correcto?
Okay, so here he says,
entonces,
look
dice,
at, I didn't
esto.
Wish anything terrible on them.
Yo no les deseo algo terrible a ellos.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
But they sure did on me, so God comes to fight. Okay, there's just lo wanted quisieron. To read that much.
And
I hope that's
leer.
Some encouragement to
espero
somebody
que eso
this
sea
morning.
De ánimo para alguien en esta mañana.
So we're going to go back.
So vamos a regresar.
Took for several weeks. We've just been
por muchas semanas he estado
sort of talking from my heart, but I want to get
corazón,
back in.
Pero quiero regresar
to what we started
a lo que comenzamos
on April 6th.
En abril 6.
Talking about the only unshakable thing. Now
hablando de la
we had been in
hemos
the book of
estado en el libro de
Hebrews,
Hebreos,
chapter 6,
capítulo 6,
and what our subject was for a
en
while,
tema que ha sido
taking
por,
the promise
tiempo,
into that most holy place, into the
la
presence of God.
Lugar santísimo.
And we went into Hebrews, chapter 9,
Hebreos 9,
where the promise of God of redemption,
de Dios, la
the Lord Jesus,
el Señor Jesús,
went into the presence of God and said, here's my blood,
Dios,
Father,
dijo,
I did
aquí
it.
Está
I was
sangre,
obedient
padre,
to everything you asked me to do.
A todo lo que él le
and the only
hacer,
blood that he could accept
la única sangre que él podía
was that of his
era
own son.
Esa de su propio hijo.
And that turned the course of all history.
Bueno, eso cambió el curso de la historia.
Well, Brother Derek came to
bueno,
me.
El hermano Derek vino a mí.
After service,
después del servicio,
said Brother Don, that
dice, hermano Don,
reminds me of David
eso me recuerda
and the
de
lineage
David.
On it, because he was promised a throne. So,
porque él se le fue prometido un trono.
That was very interesting,
era
and
muy interesante,
I loved it.
Y lo amo.
Well, bueno, Brother Derek, hermano Derek yeah, so when I get up in the mornings,
cuando me levanto en las mañanas,
I'm sort of slow moving, but
como que
I get my
paso,
coffee ready and go sit in a chair, and I have my phone there to
café,
look up scriptures and quotes. And this was 2 days after that.
Y eso fue
I think it was a Tuesday.
Eso fue un martes.
And I sat down with my coffee and
me senté con mi cos,
said,
café.
Lord, what would you like me to read? And
¿qué te
it was
gustaría que leyera,
as clear
señor?
As anything.
Tan claro como cualquier cosa.
First Chronicles 17.
Primera de Crónicas 17.
And I said, Lord,
dije,
what is
señor?
First Chronicles 17? Well, he said, go read it.
Bueno, ¿qué es ahí? Bueno,
well, here
leyendo.
We go, Derek.
Bueno,
it was exactly what he was talking about. So
sí, de lo que estaba hablando,
let's go to First Chronicles 17.
Vamos a Primera de Crónicas 17.
Because our purpose
porque nuestro propósito
and the overall theme the last
y sobre
several
todas
weeks
las cosas, las últimas semanas,
was
era
kingdom.
Reino.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
Not church.
No iglesia.
I don't belong to a church, I belong to a kingdom.
No, pertenezco a una iglesia, pertenezco
and the kingdom
reino.
Is where he is king.
Y el reino es donde
and the
hay
kingdom
un rey. Y el reino
is not a building.
No es un
it's
edificio.
Not sheetrock, it's not carpet.
No es carpeta,
it's
no
not
es
a
pared,
nice structure.
No es una estructura.
It's people.
Es gente.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So,
entonces,
here it is.
Aquí está.
Let's go. Do you have your Bibles open?
¿Tienes sus Biblias abiertas?
Okay.
And
we're just going to be reading along. So.
Vamos a leer juntamente.
Well, let's read the first three verses.
Los primeros tres versículos.
Would you stand with me? We'll just use that for a text.
¿Se pararían? Vamos a usar esto como texto.
And now it came to pass, as David sat in his house, that David said unto Nathan the prophet,
aconteció que morando David en su casa, dijo David al profeta Nathan,
lo, I dwell in a house of cedars, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord remains under curtains.
Y aquí yo habito en casa de cedro y el arca del pacto de Jehová debajo de cortinas.
Then Nathan said unto David,
y Nathan dijo a David,
do all that is in thy heart, for God is with
tu corazón, porque Dios está contigo.
That's in general.
Eso es en
he
general.
Knew God was with him, right?
Dios estaba con él, ¿correcto?
But not in specifics.
Pero no en
we
específico.
Always have to go from the general to the specific.
Todo el tiempo tiene que ir de lo general a lo específico.
And it came to pass the night, the same night.
En aquella misma noche vino palabra de Dios.
That the word of the God came to Nathan, saying,
a Natán diciendo,
go and tell David my servant.
Ve y di a David mi siervo.
Thus saith the Lord,
así dice Jehová,
thou shalt not build me an house to dwell in.
Tú no me edificarás casa en que habite.
Thank you, you may be
seated. Gracias, se pueden sentar.
So,
entonces,
I think this is something very, very interesting.
Yo creo que esto es algo muy, muy interesante.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And here we are
y aquí nos encontramos
in this interesting place
en este lugar interesante
because God
porque
told Moses
Dios le dijo a Moisés
to build him a tabernacle, right?
Que edificara un tabernáculo, ¿correcto?
And told him exactly what to do and how
y
to
le
build
dijo exactamente
it.
Lo que hacer y cómo edificarlo.
And then he told David,
y le dijo a David,
you won't build it, but your son Solomon, he will build it.
Tú no lo edificarás, pero tu hijo Salomón lo hará.
But there's something different here with David. You will not build it. You won't
David,
build me a house.
Tú no lo edificarás. Tú
okay.
No me edificarás una casa.
So,
entonces,
the very interesting thing, there's a turn of events here.
Que, los eventos aquí que dan vuelta.
Okay.
¿Está
so,
bien?
Here,
aquí,
just quickly, and then we'll go back. Verse 10.
Rápidamente, y luego regresamos, versículo
okay.
10. ¿Está bien?
And since that, the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel,
y desde el tiempo que puse los jueces sobre mi pueblo Israel,
moreover, I will subdue all thine enemies.
Mas humillaré a todos tus enemigos.
Furthermore,
te hago saber.
Okay, I tell
además,
thee,
te hago saber
that the Lord will build you a house. Isn't that interesting?
Que Jehová te edificará casa.
Okay,
está
you
bien.
Won't build me a house.
Tú no me edificarás casa.
But I've chosen you.
Pero te he escogido.
I'm going to build you a house.
Te voy a edificar una casa.
And I think that's so beautiful and so deep. So here.
Tan grande y tan hermosa.
Quickly,
entonces,
and then
aquí,
we'll go back over it.
Vamos a regresar.
Okay, David was a type of Christ. So was Solomon.
David fuera
so was Moses.
Tipo
we know that.
Cristo, también Salomón.
But
José,
here David was a man after God's own heart.
Pero aquí estaba David. Siguiendo el corazón de Dios.
And we know according to Acts 13.
Recuerda Hechos 13.
Paul,
Pablo,
and he says, David was a man after God's own, house,
Dios era
own heart,
su propio corazón de
because
Dios
he said he
él.
Will always fulfill all of God's will.
Dice que él todo so, tiempo cumpliría la voluntad de
you
Dios.
Want to be a God, man after God's own heart, that's it.
¿Quiere usted
it's
ser
that
un
obedient
hombre de Dios?
Sonship, right back again,
derecho
isn't it?
De hijo,
okay.
De regreso.
So,
entonces,
here,
aquí,
that type of Christ
el tipo de Cristo
was ensured a lineage to stay on the throne of Israel.
Están asegurando un linaje hacia el trono de David, Israel.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And Christ in the millennium,
y Cristo en el milenio,
okay, called the son of David,
llamado el hijo de David,
will rule with his seed, correct?
reinará con su semilla, ¿correcto?
So God told David,
Dios le dijo a David,
you will not build me a physical house.
Tú no me edificarás una casa física.
But I will build you a non-physical house.
Pero yo te edificaré a una casa no física.
Right? You with
correcto?
Me? You will build me something physical, but I will build you something non-physical.
Yo te edificaré algo no físico, pero tú no edificarás nada.
But a
físico.
Lineage.
Pero el linaje.
Okay. So here is that seed.
Aquí está esta semilla.
He's promised him a seed.
Él le prometió una semilla.
To dwell in.
Para vivir en.
Okay. A seed that loves the Lord.
Una semilla que ama al Señor.
Now, what was God's desire ever since the fall?
Desde la caída, ¿cuál fue el deseo de Dios?
Okay.
¿Está bien?
What was the fall? We'll do our own reasoning.
Que la caída le haría nuestro razonamiento.
Okay, after the knowledge of good and good
después
and evil.
Después del conocimiento del bien y del mal.
Okay,
está bien.
I can choose my own path.
Quiero,
I can bring forth seed after the carnal nature.
Puedo traer mi propia semilla.
Look at, apply that to modern, to Revelation 17.
Apply that to Revelación 17.
Mystery of Babylon.
El misterio de Babilonia.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Yeah, we're going to do these programs and we'll get somebody
programas.
To say the sinner's prayer. We'll do this,
vamos
we'll do
a hacer
that.
Esto, vamos a hacer aquello, vamos a hacer credos, esto y el otro.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So Revelation 3. So
Revelación 3.
Sometime
and
in some place, there are a people that will know
gente que sabrá
that they are that.
Que ellos son eso.
Okay, and they will also know that they are Revelation 17.
Que ellos son Revelación 17.
And can you imagine waking up to find that being
sí,
the case?
Imaginar despertando
how
a
horrifying.
Eso, que eso fuera el caso, es terrífico.
Okay.
Está bien.
So,
es horrible.
Everything that God is doing is
todo lo que Dios está haciendo,
He's doing.
Lo que él está haciendo.
In, to a people looking for somebody
a gente buscando
back to Adam,
alguien de regreso a Adán,
and Eve before the fall.
Y Eva antes okay. de la caída.
We may not eat of this.
Que no comamos de esto.
Of this tree.
De este árbol.
Okay.
Está bien.
Whatever your will is, Father.
Cualquiera que sea
we
tu
trust
voluntad,
you.
Padre.
We love you above all things.
Te amamos sobre todas las cosas.
Thy will be done.
Tu voluntad sea hecha.
And that was personified in the Lord Jesus, wasn't
eso era
it?
Personificado.
But it's going to be personified also in his bride. Okay.
El Señor Jesucristo también va a ser personificado en su novia.
Okay, so God told David,
so Dios le dijo a David,
you will not build me a physical house,
no me edificarás una casa física,
but I will build you a house,
pero
a non-physical,
una casa no física,
a lineage.
Un linaje.
Okay, now,
ahora,
just pointing something out here.
Puntando algo aquí.
We all know why David was not allowed to build the temple.
Todos sabemos por qué a David no se le fue permitido edificar el templo.
Okay, the scripture tells us because he was a man of war and he shed blood, right? Now, this is just fascinating and so interesting
esto es
to
tan
me.
Fascinante e
you're not going to build me a physical house because
no
you were a man of war and you shed blood.
Porque eres un hombre de guerra y has derramado sangre.
Now, what
ahora,
about today?
¿Qué hoy en día?
Okay. Men who murder by words.
Hombres que matan con palabras.
And want to build a house for God.
Quieren edificar una casa para Dios.
You know, Brother Branham talked about that, didn't he?
Tú sabes que el hermano Branham habla acerca de eso.
We can be guilty of murder.
Usted puede ser culpable
right?
de asesinato, ¿correcto?
Okay. So here, and yet we want to build a house for God.
Aquí todos quieren edificar una casa para Dios.
But here,
pero aquí,
even though David was a man of war,
aunque a pesar que David era
and
un hombre
had shed
de guerra,
blood,
y había derramado sangre.
God was with him wherever he went and subdued all of his enemies.
Y subyugó a todos los enemigos y Dios estaba con él
donde
que él iba.
Here is the man
aquí está el hombre
that fought
que peleó
against the right enemies, not the wrong ones.
Contra los enemigos correctos, no los incorrectos.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
He always fought the enemies God wanted him to fight against.
Y todo el tiempo peleó contra los hombres que
me?
Dios tenía división con.
Okay.
¿Está mintiendo usted?
And he says, I'm going to protect you. I'm going to watch over you.
Dice, yo te voy a proteger y te voy a cuidar.
And you cannot build me a physical house,
tú
but
no
I'm going to do something so much greater
voy a hacer algo tan más
for you
grande para ti
than Solomon did for me,
que
or
Salomón
Moses.
Hizo por mí, no, o Moisés.
Interesting, isn't
interesante,
it?
¿No es así?
Did I lose you right there? You with me?
¿Me entiende usted?
So here is something incredible.
Es algo increíble.
In the seed of God.
En la semilla de Dios.
Oh, I just thought of a quote.
Pensé de una cita.
I got to read it.
Tengo que leerla.
Brother Branham takes us into places, brothers and sisters.
Hermano Branham nos lleva a lugares, hermanos y hermanas.
You could never take yourself.
Que no puede usted
never in a thousand years.
Nunca en mil años.
So in this kingdom walk,
en este caminata de
I've been
reino,
going back into
he ido de regreso
future
a
home.
Hogar futuro.
And remember
y recuerde
that I read this quote several times, and I don't know if you'd remember it or not.
Muchas veces esta cita, no
but
sé
he
si
says,
recuerdo,
he's
pero
called
dice,
you
él te ha llamado
holy convocation, not physical
una
things.
Santa convocación, no cosa física.
What he uses the term, not literal things.
No, él dice el termo, no cosas literales,
but he's called you into eternity.
Pero él te ha llamado hacia eternidad,
where you always was.
Donde tú todo el tiempo eras.
And this is where he says you always was, because he says that in Who is This Melchizedek.
Porque él dice eso en quién es este Melquisedec.
And then he says you were always saved.
Y él dice que todo el tiempo tú ya eras salvo.
You were always saved.
Todo el tiempo estabas salvo.
You come into eternity to see these things.
Vienes hacia eternidad para mirar estas
okay,
cosas.
That you are part of this
que tú eres parte
eternity.
De esta eternidad.
You're called into eternity.
Tú eres
called
llamado
to here.
Eternidad.
All right.
Llamado aquí.
But this is one of my very favorite quotes.
Es una de mis citas muy favorita.
Because here okay. It does the same thing.
Aquí hace la misma
it's
cosa.
Taken me in a place
me está llevando hacia un
where lugar my brain and my mind would never allow me to go.
Nunca me permitirían ir.
But God,
pero Dios,
through a vindicated voice
a
that I can
una
believe,
voz vindicada,
takes me
creer,
to a place
me lleva hacia un lugar,
and shows me something
muestra algo
that he sees.
Que él mira.
Now this was the oh, whole purpose
fue todo
of that. That place in the future home.
En el hogar futuro.
Now here is
ahora,
a man, here is another message.
Otro,
it's identification.
Otro mensaje,
I believe this is 1964, yeah.
1964,
okay.
Sí. Está bien.
Now, ahora, he's talking about you.
Está hablando acerca de ti.
Because I'm relating this with us to David.
Relacionando esto con nosotros,
okay, you
con
shed
David.
Blood in the flesh.
Tú derramaste sangre.
I'm not going to let you build me a temple.
No voy a dejar que me edifiques.
But you're a man
templo.
After mine heart. I'm going to defeat all your enemies
corazón.
And I'm going to do
voy a
something
todos
so much greater
voy a
for you.
Algo tan más grande
and
para
David
ti.
Says,
y David dice,
how, who am I?
¿Quién yo soy?
That's what we all say. Lord, who am I, right?
¿Quién yo soy?
And how can this happen? But God
pero Dios
wants to show you something about yourself.
Algo usted acerca de usted mismo.
And this one is amazing.
Y esto es sublime.
Look,
mire,
to show it's the ones that he thought of.
Mire, para mostrarles a de aquellos que él pensó acerca de,
his thoughts is the Christian today.
Es el cristiano de hoy.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
You're his thoughts. We know that.
Ustedes son
at least we know it
sabemos,
here.
Al menos lo sabemos aquí.
And I think it's starting to work its way down
y creo
a little
que está
bit.
Comenzando a bajar.
Right, David?
Correcto, David?
Hopefully. Okay, so you are the thoughts of God made manifest.
Ustedes son los pensamientos de Dios hecho manifiesto.
The thoughts before the foundation of the world.
Los pensamientos antes de la fundación del
now
mundo.
Listen to
ahora
this.
Escucha usted esto.
Now remember,
ahora recuerde,
man was born in sin, shaped in iniquity.
El hombre fue nacido en pecado, formado en iniquidad.
Come into the world speaking lies.
Viene
is that
mundo
right?
Mentiras. ¿Es eso correcto?
And the congregation says, amen.
Y la congregación dice, amen.
He says there's nothing in him at all.
Dice, no hay nada en él, para nada.
Now listen.
Ahora escuche.
He's talking about man in general.
Él está hablando del hombre en general.
But you're different.
Pero usted es diferente.
Okay.
Está bien.
There's nothing in him at all. So you see.
Entonces usted mira.
If it was in God's thoughts.
Si estaba en los pensamientos de
when
Dios,
he came into the world.
Cuando él vino al mundo.
If he was in
si
God's thoughts.
Él estaba en los pensamientos de Dios.
When he came into the world, that's me
cuando
and you.
Él vino al mundo, ese es usted y yo.
In God's thoughts at the beginning.
En los pensamientos de Dios al principio.
Do you follow me?
¿Me está siguiendo usted?
They say amen.
Ellos dicen amén.
But they didn't.
Pero ellos no lo hicieron.
Then listen entonces, to this. Jesus esto. Came
Jesús vino
to break the clouds back.
Para romper las nubes de regreso.
So that attribute could display itself.
Para que ese atributo se pudiera mostrar él mismo.
So that attribute of God,
para
you,
que ese atributo,
God's
atributo
thought.
De Dios, usted,
so you could display
Dios,
what
usted,
you are.
Pues, pudiera mostrar lo que usted es.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Amen.
Amen.
That's it.
Eso es todo.
He is God's expressed word.
Él es la palabra expresada de Dios.
Listen.
Escuche.
Now,
ahora,
nothing else could be manifesting.
Nada más pudiera manifestarse.
Listen to this. Other characters had all fallen.
Otros caracteres han caído.
Did you hear what he just said?
¿Escuchó lo que acabo de decir?
Take it slow. Take it a phrase at a time.
Toma una frase a la vez, despacio.
Okay. Nothing else could be manifesting.
Nada más podía estar manifestando.
Other characters had fallen.
Otros caracteres han caído.
Then, listen to this very carefully.
Escuche esto con mucho cuidado.
You see,
usted ve,
what did Jesus come to bring back those characters?
Lo que Jesús vino a para traer de regreso esos caracteres.
No.
No.
They were born in sin,
ellos
shaped
fueron nacidos
in iniquity.
En pecado, formados en iniquidad.
And I sit and I
me senté,
stand and I, paré, my jaw drops to the floor and I,
quijada se cayó
what just happened?
¿Qué acaba de pasar?
What is he trying to tell me?
¿Qué está él tratando de decirme?
What did he say
¿qué él dice?
In Who is this Melchizedek?
¿Quién es este Melchizedek?
What did he say in Future Home?
Dice en el hogar
what
futuro?
Did he say in so many
¿qué
places?
Dice en tantos lugares?
You always was.
Tú todo el tiempo eras.
You were always saved.
Tú,
you are part of the eternal.
Eres parte de,
if I was always saved,
sí,
Sister Karen,
salvo, hermana Karen,
how could I be born in sin, shaped in iniquity?
¿Cómo puedo ser nacido en pecado y formado en iniquidad?
He's looking at something past
él está
anything
mirando
physical.
Algo más allá de lo físico.
Are you with me?
¿Me entiende usted?
Did he come to save
él
those characters, Daniel?
Salvar esos caracteres,
no,
Daniel? No.
They were born in
ellos
sin,
fueron nacidos
shaped
en,
in iniquity.
En pecado, formados
so
en
he's
iniquidad.
Looking so at a soul, a part of God,
una,
the eternal
alma,
part of
parte
you.
De Dios, la parte eternal de usted.
Sin?
Pecado.
I don't remember any sin.
Yo recuerdo.
What sin? What sin?
¿Qué es pecado?
Oh, that's me. That's part of me.
Oh, soy yo, parte de mí.
He's. Do you know what he just did for you?
¿Sabe lo que él acaba
do you know
de
what
hacer
he's trying to do? You should be jumping and screaming and shouting out of here.
Y gritando de gozo
he's
usted.
Telling you who you are in him
en,
and that you
él.
Have no sin attached to
no
you even in when you were born in sin, shaped, and iniquity because you, in God's mind you weren't.
En pecado y formado en
he
iniquidad.
Came. Are you with me? Doesn't that make you happy, sis?
¿No te hace eso feliz, hermana?
Bethany's smiling. Somebody's Bethany smiling. Somebody's getting it. Hallelujah.
Estamos recibiendo un aleluya.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, let me read it again. Then you see
entonces te mira,
what did Jesus come to bring back those characters?
Jesús para vino para traer
no,
they
were born in
dice,
sin,
no,
shaped in iniquity.
Fueron nacidos en pecado y formados en iniquidad.
He came as a redeemer.
Él vino como un redentor.
And to redeem anything
y para redimir
is
algo,
to bring it back.
Es para, es traerlo de regreso.
Amen.
Amen.
Bring it back.
Traerlo de regreso.
It was God's thought.
Era el pensamiento de
you,
Dios.
Think,
piensa,
little you,
pequeño tú,
little me,
pequeño yo,
no one in the world could take my place.
Nadie en el mundo podía tomar mi lugar.
Nobody could take yours.
Nadie puede tomar el lugar de usted.
You being a Christian and filled with the Spirit,
usted siendo un cristiano y lleno con el Espíritu,
God and before the foundation
Dios,
of the world,
antes de la fundación del mundo,
before the foundation
antes
of the
de la
world,
fundación del mundo,
seen you. Know every feature you got. There you
cada
go.
Cosa que usted tiene.
Okay, so don't look at the mirror
cada,
like I always do and say,
no,
mira, you must have had a sense of humor, Lord.
Al espejo, y diga como,
we all don't like ourselves, right?
No nos gustamos nosotros mismos cuando yeah. Nos miramos en el espejo.
Tiene that's right. Humor, okay.
Está bien.
Quit doing that.
Pare de hacer
he did
eso.
It just right.
Él lo hizo
the way he wanted to.
Usted, de la manera que él quería.
Note every feature you got, sees,
cada cosa
and
que
Jesus
tiene.
Come to bring you back.
Y Jesús ha venido a traerlo a usted de regreso.
That's
¿ve?
What Jesus was here for, the
por eso
Redeemer.
Jesús estaba aquí, el Redentor.
Okay, to bring you back.
Para traerlo de regreso.
That had to come to be a human.
Que vino para ser un humano.
As a Redeemer
como
to display his attributes as Savior.
Sus atributos Savior, como Salvador.
Come to redeem you and bring you back where you come from.
Y traerlo de regreso de donde usted vino.
So, born in sin, shaped in iniquity.
Nacido
does not apply to you.
Y formado en iniquidad, no la aplica a usted.
He's looking beyond everything in this natural realm. He's looking beyond everything in this flesh, into the eternal, into the soul, into where you came from.
Okay,
go look it up. It's a wonderful quote.
Hey, búsquelo, es una I love that. Cita.
That's how David felt.
Así es como David
Who,
sentía.
Me?
¿Quién, yo?
Look at what I've done in
Mira
the flesh, in the natural.
En la carne, en lo natural.
God says, no, I'm going to do something greater than you, greater than Solomon, who didn't flesh, who didn't spill blood or didn't go to war, right? Because there's something way down deep on the inside of the inside that I'm going to do something greater for you than I've never done for anybody else. Right? Didn't he, David, do the, didn't he do for David what he never did for him? What are they to this day? Thank you, Derek. Understand. Yeah. It's called the sure mercies of David.
Son las misericordias
right?
seguras de David.
Correcto? And the sure mercies of David are to us today.
Para nosotros son ellas.
Okay.
Hoy en día,
so we are a part
seguras.
Of that.
Somos
all right.
Parte de ello. Está bien.
So it's all, Entonces, what is he doing? He's,
que él está, él
I'm
haciendo.
Creating, it's going to be in your seed.
Va a estar en tu semilla,
in your children,
en tus hijos,
I'm going to dwell there.
Voy a vivir
I'm going to dwell in them.
Voy a vivir
That's
en ellos.
My house.
Esa es
and
mi
he called
casa.
It the house of David.
Y le llamó la
so
casa de
I'm going to build you
so
that house.
Te voy a edificar esa casa.
And let's get past physical things.
Vamos más allá de las cosas físicas.
Are you with me?
¿Está usted
You're not going to build me a physical house.
No
I'm going to build you
física.
A
te voy a edificar
spiritual
a
house
una casa espiritual
that I can dwell. Are you with me?
La cual pueda yo vivir.
Did I confuse you or is that too much?
Lo
you with?
O es
okay.
Mucho.
Let's go back to 1 Chronicles 17.
Primera de Crónicas 17.
Oh, I love this.
Yo amo esto.
Okay, verse 5.
Versículo 5.
I have not dwelt in a house since the day that I brought up Israel into this day.
Porque no he habitado en casa alguna desde el día que saqué a los hijos de Israel hasta hoy.
But I have gone from tent to tent.
Antes estuve de tienda en tienda.
From one tabernacle to another.
Y de tabernáculo en tabernáculo.
Wheresoever I have walked with all Israel.
Por donde quiera que Anduve con todo Israel.
Okay, he's asking a question now.
Él está haciendo una pregunta ahora.
Spake I a word to any of the judges of Israel whom I commanded to feed my people?
Hablé una palabra a uno de los jueces de Israel a los cuales mandé que apacentasen a mi pueblo.
Why have you not built me a house of cedar?
Para decirles, ¿por qué no me edificáis una casa de cedro?
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Now we notice again he did to Moses and to Solomon.
Sabemos
that had its purpose.
Moses,
that had its purpose.
Dios tenía su propósito.
To type the real thing.
Para tipificar la cosa real.
This is the real thing.
Y esta es la cosa real.
Okay.
Pues también.
Verse 7.
Versículo 7.
Now therefore, thus saith thou.
Por tanto dirás
say
a mi siervo David.
Say unto my servant David.
Por tanto, ahora dirás a mi siervo David.
My servant.
Mi siervo.
My servant.
Mi siervo.
David.
David.
Thus saith the Lord of hosts.
Así ha dicho el Jehová de los ejércitos.
This is where Brother Branham quotes so many times. I took thee
hermano,
from the sheepcote.
Redil de ovejas, piel de pastores.
Yeah.
Sí.
Even from following the sheep.
Yo te tomé el redil detrás de las ovejas.
That thou shouldest be ruler over my people Israel.
Para que fueses príncipe sobre mi pueblo Israel.
And I have been with thee whithersoever thou walked.
Y he estado contigo en todo cuanto has andado.
Right?
Correcto.
This is he speaking to you.
Este es Dios hablándole a usted.
And I've cut off all thine enemies.
Y he cortado a todos tus enemigos.
Now,
desde delante
this is
de
three
ti.
Times he brings that up.
Esas tres veces que él lo ha traído esto.
Psalm 35. That's why I started this morning.
Es donde comenzamos en esta
Psalm
mañana.
35.
Salmo 35.
God is with us in this dimension,
Dios con nosotros en esta dimension
to cut our enemies off.
Para cortar a nuestros enemigos.
Watches over his seed. You
Vigila
with me?
Su semilla.
First time is verse 8. I have cut off all thy enemies from before thee.
He cortado tus enemigos delante de ti.
Okay. And have made thee a name like unto the name of great men that are in the earth.
Y te haré gran nombre como el nombre de los grandes en la tierra.
Same as with the prophet of this day.
Y igual como el profeta de este día.
Verse 9.
Versículo 9.
And I will ordain a place for my people Israel.
Y así no he dispuesto lugar para mi pueblo Israel.
And I will plant them.
Y lo plantado.
And they shall dwell in their place.
Para que habiten él.
and shall be moved no more.
Y no sea más removido.
Now that's exactly God coming to us and planting us in the Word of God. We have a place.
Tenemos un lugar y este
we have a
es
place
mismo.
Where we're going to prosper. We have
Tenemos
a place where we're going to grow.
Donde vamos okay. a crecer. ¿Está bien?
And he brought us into this message,
nos trajo así este
which
mensaje,
is not William God sent a prophet,
lo cual es no Dios envió un profeta,
which is not William Branham.
Lo cual no es William
okay.
Brannan,
because he had nothing to do with it.
Pues no tiene nada que ver con ello.
As God said, I'm going to use his vocal cords to
Dios
bring
dijo,
you into the land, the promise,
para
the promised word
la,
of the day,
la tierra prometida.
The open
este
book,
día,
the seven seals.
El libro abierto, los siete
I'm going to take you back to Adam. Are you
y
with
te
me?
Voy a tomar de regreso a Adam.
Okay.
¿Me entiende usted?
I will ordain a place for my people. He sure did.
Lugar para mi gente, y él
he
lo hizo.
Planted us. He
él
sure
plantó,
did.
Él lo hizo.
And they shall dwell in their place. We sure are.
Y lo cual también estamos
and
viviendo.
Shall be moved no more.
Y
that's
no se
correct.
No más. Es para nosotros.
Neither shall the children of wickedness waste them anymore.
Ni los hijos
Number
de iniquidad
two.
Los consumirás más.
okay.
Número dos.
Defeating our enemies. In this world
enemigos.
We are safe.
Y en esto estamos salvos.
Isn't that right? Isn't that what he told Adam?
¿No es lo que le dijo Adán?
In this word we are safe.
En esta parte.
Okay.
W-A-R-D, right?
Yeah. And the children of wickedness waste them no more as at the beginning.
Ni los hijos de iniquidad lo consumirán más como antes.
Verse 10.
Versículo 10.
And since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people.
Y desde el tiempo que puse los jueces sobre mi pueblo. Israel.
Look at this.
Mira usted esto.
I will subdue all thine enemies. That's the third time.
Es la tercera vez. Más humillaré a tus enemigos.
So it's verse 8. I will cut off thine enemies.
Cortaré a tus enemigos.
Verse 9. The
9.
Children of wickedness waste them anymore. Shall
Los
not.
Hijos de iniquidad no consumirán más como
And
antes.
Verse 10.
Versículo 10.
I will subdue all thy enemies.
Humillaré a todos sus enemigos.
Now,
Ahora,
what's so beautiful? You guys, let's go back.
Vamos a regresar.
God's covenant people, the one he works with.
Hijos del pacto.
Abraham met who?
¿Quién se, con quién se encontró?
Melchizedek. Okay.
¿Está bien?
And Melchizedek told him,
y Melchizedek le dijo,
identified
identificar
Abraham of the Most High God.
Del Dios Santísimo.
Okay. What's he telling you?
¿Qué le está diciendo usted?
Hey, Peter, you're out of the Most High God, right?
Hey, Pedro, tú eres del, del Altísimo.
Hey, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God.
Bendito sea Abraham your, del Altísimo.
Your furrowed brows, Derek.
Oh.
Go back to Genesis 14, that's
Regresa
what he told
al versículo 17.
He identified him. Blessed be Abraham of the Most High God.
Abraham del
okay.
al Dios Altísimo.
And then he
y
said,
entonces, dice,
blessed is he who subdued thy enemies under thy hand.
Bendito el que humilla a tus enemigos en
well,
tu mano.
Come on, you guys. What
Ahora
enemies
piense,
triumphed over
¿qué
Abraham?
Enemigos, trataron de estar sobre Abraham?
Any?
Cualquier,
well, how about the enemy of this dimension?
¿Por qué del enemigo de esta dimensión?
How about the enemy of decaying flesh?
Que del enemigo de carne de
what about that enemy?
¿Qué acerca de ese enemigo?
What about the enemy of his senses
que
that defied the word of God?
Sentidos.
Do you understand?
¿Entiende usted?
He triumphed over all of our enemies. Same thing is going to do with us.
Algo tiene que ver con
I'm
nosotros.
Not going to let your senses take control over
no
you.
Voy a dejar que tus sentidos
my word will have
ti.
Preeminence.
Mi palabra tendrá
my revelation
eminencia.
Of myself
mi revelación,
and
mi
who
revelación
you are. You are mine. You are my people. You belong to me.
Tú me perteneces.
And it's so much farther than that. You're part of me.
Y es mucho más que eso. Eres parte de mí.
You were always saved, Micah.
Tú todo el tiempo fuiste salvo, Micah.
You weren't just saved on any certain day.
Tú no fuiste salvo en cualquier cierto día.
Oh, God saved me. No, you were always saved before you even knew.
Tú todo el tiempo estabas antes.
Before the foundation of the world.
Antes de la fundación del mundo.
Isn't that amazing, Pete?
¿No es eso maravilloso, Pedro?
Always saved.
Todo el tiempo salvo. Es lo que dice.
Okay, and you are God's thoughts expressed today. You're a spoken word made manifest.
Hoy.
Okay, then he comes to
hoy.
Say,
entonces viene y dice,
did God redeem those characters? No, they were born in sin, shaped in iniquity.
Yo redimí eso. No, ellos fueron nacidos
but you were before the foundation, part of God.
Pero usted antes de la fundación,
so he's looking way beyond any flesh,
está mirando más allá de
way beyond
carne,
any physical thing,
más allá de cualquier cosa
into
física,
the realms of the soul,
hacia los reinos
into the realms
del alma,
of the eternal.
Hacia la dimensión
and
de
what's
eternidad.
He telling you,
¿y qué le está diciendo?
Daniel,
Daniel.
We can't do anything other than that.
No podemos
right,
hacer
Greg?
Cualquier otra cosa que eso, ¿correcto, Greg?
We have to keep our eyes
Tenemos que mantener
on
nuestros
things
ojos
eternal.
En cosas eternas.
That, listen to this, Escuché you guys.
Escucha esto.
Oh, Jesse.
Oh, Jesse.
We had lunch with Tom the other day. He was so excited with your sermon. He said, oh, Jesse is a man after my own heart.
He loved Jesse
the things that you were reading.
Okay.
So here God has taken us beyond what we think of ourselves. Hey, he's taken us what we see in ourselves. And takes us only to the place that he sees.
A lugares que él mira,
and he's taken us into this place
llevando hacia este lugar
where only he looks at the eternal part.
Él mira hacia la parte eterna solamente.
Now, Jesse Ahora, read it Wednesday
Jesse
night,
leyó el miércoles en la
quoting,
noche, citando,
you know, yeah, that one. Don't look at anything external.
No miren nada externo.
Huh? No, that not, yes.
Y no lo saben.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
There's that place of the soul and cleaning out our soul.
Parte del alma, limpiando.
Okay. Isn't that exactly what he says?
No es exactamente lo que dice.
We don't look at at the unseen and look at things seen.
No miramos a las cosas
2 Corinthians 4.
Que se ven, sino a las cosas que no
For
se
the
ven,
things
2 Corinthians
4, not seen are eternal.
Porque las cosas que no se ven son eternas.
How long is it going to take us to get there?
¿Cuánto nos va a tomar para llegar ahí?
Marianne.
Marianne.
Quit looking at things in the physical.
Para de mirar cosas físicas.
Janelle, only your soul.
Janelle, solo nuestra alma.
Right?
Correcto.
So that's, and he takes it so far beyond in the message,
lleva
no, is it not?
Tan lejos en el mensaje,
wait till
no
we get
sabe.
Into the seals.
Pues
wait till we get into these things.
Pues para que entremos hacia
and
estas
you
cosas.
See the plagues and all of these things.
Y mirar los lugares y todas estas
Don't
cosas.
Pay any attention
no
to the outside.
Atención hacia lo external, hacia lo de afuera.
We aren't there yet, are we, Greg?
No estamos ahí todavía,
We're still eso. Affected by
Todos
the outside.
Somos afectados por lo que, lo
external. But he has to change our focus.
Pero tiene que cambiar
and here's what he's doing with David. And here,
y aquí,
I'm not looking at your physical.
Estoy mirando hacia
I'm looking
tu
at your soul.
Estoy mirando tu alma.
And I'm going to defeat all your enemies.
Y voy a,
Abraham,
vencer a
I'm going to defeat all your enemies.
Abraham, voy a vencer
You're
tus
a covenant
enemigos.
Child.
Tú eres un hijo.
And your enemies might be right here.
Y tus enemigos tal vez están acá arriba.
Yeah.
Sí, en la carne, aquí en tus ojos.
Right?
Tus oídos, ¿correcto?
There we go.
Ahí está.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Hermoso.
Okay.
Sí, vamos.
That was verse 10, so let's go on. And since that time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, moreover, I will subdue all thine enemies.
Y desde el tiempo que puse los jueces sobre mi pueblo, más humillaré a todos tus enemigos.
Furthermore,
te hago saber,
there we go. I tell thee that the Lord... Oh, I like that.
Oh, me gusta esto.
I will tell thee,
te hago saber,
capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, will build you a house.
Además que... Jehová te edificará casa.
Now in the next verse he tells them what that house is.
Y en el siguiente versículo dice qué es esa casa.
When it shall come to pass,
y cuando tus
when
días
the days
cumplidos,
be expired, that thou must go to be with thy fathers,
irte con tus padres,
I will raise up thy seed after thee,
levantaré descendencia después
which
de
shall
ti,
be of thy sons,
a uno de entre tus hijos,
and I will establish his kingdom.
Y afirmaré su reino.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And his kingdom is God's kingdom.
Y su reino es el reino de Dios.
Okay,
¿Está
verse
bien?
12.
Versículo 12.
And he shall build an house, build me a house.
Y me edificará casa.
Speaking of Solomon, I will establish his throne.
Hablando de Salomón.
Beyond him, Christ, forever.
Su trono, más allá, Cristo.
And I will be his father, and he shall be my son, and I will not take... My mercy away from him as I took it away from him.
Yo lo seré por el padre y él me será por hijo y me no quitaré de él misericordia como la quité de aquel que fue antes de ti.
The sure mercies of David.
Las misericordias seguras
right?
de David, correcto.
Okay. Hold your hands there. Let's go to Isaiah 55.
Vamos a Isaías 55.
I want you to know this is for us too.
Quiero que se dé cuenta, es para nosotros también.
Okay, read, let's read it out loud.
Vamos a leer todos juntos.
Why don't you stand up and read it out loud with
no
me because you need to wake up a little bit.
Porque necesitan despertar un poquito también.
There you go, get some blood flowing.
Dejen okay. que su sangre fluya.
Let's read it together.
Vamos a leerlo juntamente.
One through three.
Del uno al tres.
Ho.
Ah.
Ho. What does that mean, Derek?
¿Qué significa eso, David? Ho.
Pay attention.
Poner atención. Ah.
Okay, read with me. Everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligent to me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me, and hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercy. There you go. That's for you.
Es para usted, los que no tienen dinero, venir, comprar y comer, venir, comprar sin dinero, sin precio, vino y leche. Porque gastas el dinero con el pan. Y nuestro trabajo en lo cual nos hace oírme atentamente comer el bien y se deleitará vuestra alma con grosura. Inclinar vuestro oído y venir a mí, oír y vivirá vuestra alma. Y haré con vosotros pacto eterno, las misericordias eternas a David.
Okay, está now bien. Here's
Ahora,
David.
Aquí está David.
This is, how would you like it if God came and said those things to you?
¿Cómo le gustaría que Dios viniera y le dijera esas cosas a usted?
He did.
Él lo hizo.
He said wonderful things to you just like he did to David.
Así como lo hizo con David, él lo dijo a usted.
He said, you are part of me, you are
eres
eternal.
Parte de mí, eres eternal.
I have conquered all your enemies.
He conquistado todos tus enemigos.
Unbelief will not have dominion over you.
Ninguno de ellos tendrá dominio
you will
sobre
have dominion
ti.
Over it.
Tú tienes sobre dominio
Correct?
Sobre ellos, ¿correcto?
Look at what wonderful things. You were always saved, David.
Tú todo el tiempo fuiste salvo, Daniel. David. Daniel.
Right, Greg?
Correcto,
Afshin,
Greg.
What? Hi, Afshin. Good to see you there, bro.
Bueno, mirarte ahí, hermano.
Everybody okay?
¿Todos bien?
So look at what wonderful things he said. And
mire las cosas
David said, oh,
dice.
Look at I'm going to you know, oh, I'm going to be the king. And I'm going to be a somebody.
O voy a ser alguien.
Let's read David's response.
Vamos a leer la respuesta de David.
Verse 16.
Versículo 16.
We're back into 1 Chronicles 17. Okay?
Primera de Crónicas 17.
And David, the king,
David, el rey,
came and sat before God.
Vino y se sentó de acuerdo con Dios.
And said, who
y dice,
am I,
¿quién
oh Lord?
Soy yo?
Who am I, oh
¿quién
Lord
soy yo?
God? And what is mine house?
¿Y cuál es mi casa?
That you has brought me hither. Don't you feel that way?
¿No who sientes are esa we? Mesa? ¿Quién es usted?
How do you say these wonderful things about me?
Estas cosas maravillosas que dices, pero mire, ahora.
I want you to notice.
Quiero que se dé usted cuenta.
He uses the word servant seven
usa la
times.
Palabra siervo, siete veces.
I am not a something.
Yo no soy alguien.
I am not going to be a great somebody, something.
No voy a ser un gran alguien,
although
algo.
You took me from the sheep and gave me a great name.
Me tomaste de las ovejas y me diste un gran nombre.
But I am always your servant.
Pero todo el tiempo soy tu
so
siervo,
verse 17,
siervo. So
verse 17,
18,
versículo verse
18,
verse 19,
19,
verse 23,
23
24,
y 24,
25,
25
26, and 27.
27.
Seven places. I am your servant,
lugares.
I am your servant, I am your servant, I am your servant.
Soy tu siervo, soy tu siervo.
So here's David's heart.
So aquí está el corazón de
verse
David.
17.
Versículo 17.
And yet this is a small thing in thine eyes, O God, is it not?
Y aún esto, oh Dios, te ha parecido poco.
Is it a small thing in God's eyes?
Es una cosa
that
pequeña,
you were always saved?
Dios, que todo el tiempo usted era
is
salvo?
It a small thing in God's eyes?
Es pequeño
that you have eternal
Dios?
Life?
Usted tiene vida eterna?
Is it a God's small thing in God's eyes, Marianne?
Es una
that
cosa
you weren't
pequeña,
born in sin, shaped in iniquity?
Que tú fuiste nacida en pecado,
is that a small
iniquidad?
Thing?
Es una cosa pequeña.
Okay, see that?
¿Ve usted eso?
Okay. And yet this is a small thing in thine eyes, O God, for thou hast spoken of thy servants. There it is again.
Dios te ha parecido poco, pues, que has hablado
for a great
la casa
while
de tu
to come, and has regarded dejado. Me according to the estate of men of high degree.
Y me has mirado con un hombre oh, excelente. God. Oh, Jehová Dios.
Now look at verse 18.
Ahora mira el 18.
What can David speak more to thee for the honor of thy servant?
¿Qué más puede añadir David pidiendo de ti para glorificar a tu siervo?
Look at this.
Mira usted esto.
For you know me.
Yeah. Mas tú conoces a tu siervo.
Don't you, there's a song we used to sing, he who loves knows me best.
Él me conoce mejor.
Loves me most.
El que no me conoce mejor me ama más. ¿No ama usted ese canto?
Yeah, you know your servant.
Tú conoces a tu siervo. Ahí está un hombre.
You know your servant.
Tú conoces a tu siervo.
Verse 19.
Versículo 19.
O Lord,
oh Jehová,
for thy servant's sake,
por amor de tu siervo,
and according to thy heart,
y según tu corazón,
thou hast done all this greatness in making known all these great things.
Has hecho toda esta grandeza para hacer notorias todas
and what
tus
does
grandezas.
He say? We just sang it. What did we sing?
¿Qué cantamos?
Oh Lord,
oh Señor,
there is none like thee.
No hay nadie como tú.
Isn't that beautiful?
¿No es eso hermoso?
Neither is any God beside thee.
Jehová, no hay semejante a ti.
According to all that we have heard with our ears.
Ni hay Dios, sino tú, según
now
todas
look
las cosas
at his
oídos,
heart.
Con nuestros oídos.
Look at his desire.
Mire su deseo.
Look at how he sees himself with God.
Mire cómo se mira él mismo con Dios.
21. And what one nation in the earth is like unto thy people Israel.
Y qué provee en la tierra como tu pueblo Israel.
Whom God went to redeem to be his own people.
Cuyo Dios fuese y se redimiese un pueblo.
Why did he redeem you? Why is he taking you back?
¿Por qué te redimió? ¿Por qué te está llevando de regreso a Adán?
Read the next phrase out loud with
lea
me.
La frase, siguiente frase conmigo.
To make thee a name of greatness and terribleness.
Para hacerte nombre con
by
grandeza
doing
y maravillas.
By driving out nations
echando
from
a las naciones
people,
de delante.
Whom thou hast redeemed
de tu pueblo,
out of Egypt.
Que tú rescataste de Egipto.
You showed your great power for my sake, for
Te
your sake, to make your name
por
great.
Mi beneficio para hacer tu nombre grande.
No. Sí. See how David saw things?
¿Mira usted cómo David miró las cosas?
No wonder he was a man after God's own heart. That obedient son.
No me maravillo
ever
por el
since
que Dios
Adam, ever
es
since
un hombre
Adam,
según el corazón de Dios, desde Adán. Desde Adán.
I need another obedient son who
necesito
will stay obedient.
Otro, right? Otro hombre obediente, ¿correcto?
So what did it say of Jesus? I come to do thy will, O God.
¿Qué dice Jesús? Vine a hacer tu voluntad, oh
in
Dios.
The toughest moments of his life,
los,
not my will, but thine be done.
Los peores momentos de vida, no mi voluntad, mas sea hecha tu voluntad.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Verse 22, you with me?
Versículo 22, ¿está usted conmigo?
Okay, for thy people Israel, did thou make thine own people forever.
Tú has construido a tu pueblo Israel por pueblo tuyo para siempre.
And thou, Lord, became their God.
Y tú, Jehová, has venido a ser su Dios.
Now, therefore, Lord,
ahora pues, Jehová,
look at this.
Mira usted esto.
Let the thing that thou hast spoken concerning, here it is again, thy servant.
Ahí está una vez más, la palabra que has hablado acerca de tu siervo, ahí está.
Uh-huh. And concerning this house be established forever.
Y de su casa sea firme para siempre.
And do thou as thou hast said.
Y haz como has dicho.
No arguments, oh, I'm not worthy, oh, you can't.
Oh, no argumentos, oh, no soy digno.
Lord,
no.
Fulfill your word.
Señor,
don't you love
tu palabra.
It's the
no,
heart
usted,
of the bride.
Es, le dice a la novia.
Verse 24.
24.
And let it even be established that thy name. Oh, I love this.
Oh, yo amo eso. Permanezca pues y sea engrandecido tu nombre para siempre.
Let your word be established.
Deja que tu palabra sea establecida.
You see his heart. Here's the divine nature coming
aquí
through all the time.
Aquí está la divina naturaleza una vez más.
Verse 24.
Versículo 24.
Let's read it together. Let it even be established what that thy name may be magnified forever, saying, the Lord of hosts is God of Israel, even the God to Israel. And let the house of David, here it is again, thy servant,
tu be
established forever.
Permanezca pues engrandecido tu nombre para siempre, a fin de que se diga Jehová de los ejércitos, Dios Israel, es Dios para Israel, y sea la casa de vuestro siervo David firme de delante de ti.
That thy name may be magnified. Yes, Brother Derek.
Sí, hermano Derek.
Excuse me?
Every time he says servant, he's identifying himself with the redemption of bringing more out of Israel, that my people go that they may serve him.
Perfect.
Perfecto.
Purpose of redemption.
And that's as far as he could go with redemption to servant, because that was the purpose of redemption there. But Jesus is, let my people go that they may be my sons. So our identification with redemption.
But what is also interesting, Ever, and because I've looked this up years ago, God is always God.
Dios todo el tiempo es Dios.
And the first time he mentions himself to father of anybody is to David. First time in the scripture. Isn't that interesting? So David again typing, I believe, us who's going to come after with something greater. Again, look at what he has for us. Look at the promise. Look at the sure mercies of David. Okay? Look at what he's trying to tell us. Who we are as a son. Who we are in the eternal sight of God. Not who you are in your eyes or the eyes of another man or the eyes of some pastor or some anything. It doesn't make any difference who you are in the eyes of God. Look into the things eternal. And again, let, he said, let that thy name may be magnified. Man, I love that. Okay. Very good point, Brother Derek. Thank you. Verse 25. For thou, O my God,
porque tú, Dios mío,
and here it is again,
aquí está otra vez más,
has told thy servant,
revelas oído a tu siervo,
okay, that thou wilt build him a house.
Que le has de edificar casa.
Therefore,
así que,
thy servant, look at it.
Por eso,
what was his response?
¿Cuál fue su respuesta?
Therefore, thy servant hath found it in his heart to pray before
por eso
you.
Hallado tu siervo motivo para orar delante de ti.
You just made this wonderful thing, therefore,
es
in my
cosa.
Heart is to
por
come
eso.
Before you and get on my knees before you and pray. Isn't
that beautiful? A mis rodillas.
See, the divine nature keeps showing up over and over
divina,
and over.
Mostrándose una y otra
and that
vez.
Is God is trying to speak
Dios tratando de
through all of your foibles, through
todos,
all of your flesh,
toda su carne,
through all
todas
of your corrupted human spirit,
todo su corruptivo espíritu,
okay, your own reasoning,
su propio razonamiento,
your own sight,
su vista,
your own looking at the outside
su propio
when you're not supposed to look
exterior,
at the outside.
Cuando se supone que no
going
debe mirar
he sees
eso.
The soul and he goes into that eternal realm and he says, I have to let you
eterna.
See
tengo que dejarte
what
ver
I see
lo que yo veo
concerning you.
Concerniente a ti.
You are always part of me.
Tú todo el tiempo eras parte mía.
That life that is in you
esa vida que está en
is
mí
eternal life.
Es vida eterna.
You are my son.
Tú eres mi hijo.
You never did sin in the first place.
Tú nunca pecaste
you were
para
always saved.
Tú todo el
you always was.
Todo el tiempo eras.
All these beautiful things. Therefore, it is in that divine nature.
Esa
when he's telling you
divina,
these things,
le estás diciendo
something
cosas,
in your heart responds
responde,
with joyfulness.
Con gozo.
But don't you feel the same
pero
way David
no
did? Don't you feel like
David
just getting
igual,
on your knees and crying
no
before them and say, oh, God,
y clamar,
how wonderful you are.
Qué tan maravilloso
that
tú
you can
eres,
look
decirle,
beyond this. And beyond
más
this,
allá de esto,
and
más
beyond
allá de
my
esto,
own everything that's not
todo,
you and foibles,
no tú,
and you can look beyond and you tell
mirar,
me,
y tú me dices,
I'm you.
Que soy tú.
Just think of that.
Pienso está cerca de eso.
So we have, I believe, that same response
tenemos,
that
creo,
David
esa
has.
Misma
you know?
Respuesta que David tuvo, ¿sabes?
Yeah.
Sí.
Therefore, thy servant hath found it in his heart to pray before thee.
Por eso ha hallado tu siervo motivo para orar
okay,
delante de
now,
ti. Y ahora,
Lord, thou art God.
Pues, tú
and
eres
has promised
Dios,
this goodness unto thy servant.
Que has hablado de tu siervo este bien.
Verse 27, let's all read
27,
it together, okay?
Vamos a leerlo todos juntamente, ¿está bien?
And now, therefore, let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant.
Y ahora has querido
that
bendecir la casa de tu siervo.
Before thee forever.
Para que permanezca perpetuamente delante de ti.
For thou hast blessed, O Lord,
porque
and it shall be blessed forever.
Y será bendita para siempre.
There you go.
Ahí está.
That's us.
Eso somos
it's,
nosotros.
Can't go on further, but we'll go on further next week.
Pues vamos a ir más lejos
we'll take this into
semana.
The New Testament.
Nos va a llevar hacia el Nuevo Testamento.
And hey, we're working our way through this. Don't you love this chapter? Isn't that wonderful?
No,
go back and read it and rejoice.
Y
you're not going to build me a house. I'm going to
tú
build
no vas
you
a edificar
one.
Casa. Yo te voy a edificar casa.
Uh-huh.
Sí.
Isn't that exactly what he's doing today?
No exactamente lo que está haciendo hoy.
Yeah. How many people?
¿Cuánta gente?
No, I'm going to build you one. And they do it on their own will and their own vision and their own sight and their own religiosity. And what does God say to them, huh? You know, I still don't know. There's
todavía
so many
no sé.
Questions.
Hay tantas preguntas.
The book of Joshua is the
el
book
libro
of
de
Ephesians.
Josué es el libro de los Efesios.
There's got to be an Ephesians to this walk. There's
tiene
got
que
to
haber
be
un
a
Ephesios
promised land
en esta
claiming
caminata,
what
esta
belongs in our inheritance, right?
Y límpiame y tráeme lo que
isn't
lo
that
cual
where
es
we're
mi
at?
Herencia. No es donde nos encontramos.
What belongs to you, Brother Greg?
¿Qué te pertenece, hermano
what did
Greg?
I die to redeem you
¿para
so
qué
that
morí,
you could
para
have
redimirte y traerte,
so that you could be,
para que tú pudieras
right?
Ser, puedas ser.
So,
entonces,
here,
aquí,
oh, come on, you guys.
Piensen,
you
piensen.
Saw all the pomp. What happened in the last few days in Rome, right?
¿Qué pasó en las últimas cosas en Roma?
Okay. And how many
¿y cuánto?
Hundreds of thousands of people
cientos
came to,
de miles de gente.
Didn't John marvel at the beauty of
no, Juan se maravilló ante la belleza
Babylon?
De Babilonia,
huh?
Yeah.
And the angel Lord said, don't marvel at that
y el
beauty.
Ángel Señor, no te maravillas.
You know, so here's this gorgeous chapel.
So aquí está esta
no, well,
capilla hermosa.
Sistine Chapel.
Una, la Capilla Sixtina.
What is it called? St. Paul's Cathedral, is that the name of it?
¿Cómo le llaman?
Rome?
La Catedral de San Pedro en Roma, yes.
Huh? St. Peter's, there you go.
San
Basilica,
Peter's.
Right?
San
whatever.
Pedro. Como lo que
hundreds
que
of thousands of people, and how many rows of cardinals?
¿Y cuántas rosas
dressing
de
in
cardenales?
Red with white over them as if they were holy. I mean, really?
Diciendo santo,
as they go
de
out
verdad,
and smoke their cigarettes and commit homosexual acts with one another and everything, how filth.
Cigarros y cosas. ¿Sí?
Has become the habitual. What did Romans, Revelation 17, 18? It's become the habitation of every foul and filthy
18,
bird,
que ha
right?
Llegado a ser la habitación de cada,
and they say, oh, look at God dwells here, right?
Oh, y dicen, Dios
and the whole world says,
correcto,
oh,
todo el mundo.
Yes.
Oh, sí, todo el mundo.
Hey, who else dies in the world that the whole world stops? And every news media and every news
para,
anchor, oh, what is the Pope's funeral today? Oh, let's go.
¿Cuál es el funeral
and the whole world
después,
stops and pays
Papa,
attention
todo
to that.
El mundo para y pone atención a eso,
right?
Correcto?
And here's the little bride.
Y aquí está la pequeña novia.
And God's speaking into her heart.
Y Dios hablándole a su corazón.
No, you're not going to build me a house. I'm building
no,
you
no
one.
Me vas a edificar casa. Tú me vas a edificar uh-huh. Casa.
So look at that gorgeous house they built.
Miren esa maravillosa casa que ellos edificaron.
One day they will wake up.
Un día ellos van a
right?
Despertar, ¿correcto? They will.
Yeah.
Sí.
Jesus on the outside. Knocking. I'm not even in
Jesús
there.
Está afuera tocando la puerta.
Okay, musicians, would you come? Don't forget to get your little bookmarkers, and would you thank Marianne for her labor of love? Beautiful. Yeah, so nice. And pay attention to what it says. Be long-suffering, be forbearing, one with another, right?
Sean pacientes el uno con el otro,
correcto. All righty.
Está bien.
You sang some beautiful songs this morning, my goodness.
Cantaron hermosos cantos esta mañana.
Yeah.
Sí.
I can't, my mind is blank. What should we sing?
¿Qué cantaremos?
Yeah, okay. Let's sing that. We even got words for it. Debbie, are you...
David danced.
Yeah.
What's it?
As David danced.
As David danced. Oh, let's go home.
Vamos
just think of how we'll rejoice when we're finally...
¿Cómo nos gozamos cuando finalmente?
I'm done with this, I'm done with this, I'm done with this, I'm done with this. God has destroyed all my enemies.
Dios ha destruido todos mis enemigos.
The Lord has set me free. He hath healed my wounds. Oh, I love that.
Oh, yo amo eso.
He hath healed me my wounds. Yes. Let's stand up.
Vamos a pararnos.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
Gracias, Jesús.
Okay, why don't you stand up and put that here and because... Because. There you go. Here. Right there, bro. There's room. Oh, okay.
When the Lord restored his people from captivity,
a dream. Yes. To
finally be set free. Man, I like that. The Lord is leading people from captivity. Like a dream to finally set free. Our mouths were filled with laughter. Our tongues were crowned with praises. He said among the nations, the Lord has done great things. Filled with laughter, our tongues cried out. Said among the nations, the Lord has done great things. We'll rejoice, I will rejoice, I will rejoice in the Lord Jehovah. He hath healed. I love that. Has set me free. We'll rejoice, I will rejoice, I will rejoice in the Lord Jehovah. He has healed. From captivity, he was a dream that finally set free. From captivity, a dream to finally be set free. Mouths were filled with laughter. Our tongues cried out in praises. They said among the nations, the Lord hath done great things. Our voices were filled with laughter. Our tongues cried out with praises. They said among the nations, the Lord hath done great things. I will rejoice, I will rejoice, I will rejoice. Heal my wounds, the Lord has set me free. Rejoice, I will rejoice, I will rejoice in the Lord Jehovah. For he has healed my wounds, the Lord has set me free. We'll sing as David sang. I will dance as David danced. I will move as David moved in his presence. We'll sing as David sang. I will dance as David danced. I will move as David moved in his presence. I will rejoice, I will rejoice, I will rejoice in the Lord Jehovah. Set me free.
Taking care of every single thing on Amen. Life, Father. Just good to know too, that we've been saved. We were lost, really, but it was just a process, Father. And you here, just bring it to reality, which is you, the truth, Father. Like we've been hearing, Father. What a wonderful God you are. Thanks for everything that you have done, Father. Thanks for everything you're going to be doing to bring us.
And
closure, everything, Father, to finally be together in that city, Father, where you are the light. Not the light by you, no darkness, Father. You're so wonderful. Thanks for everything. Thanks for your song that you sing, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
That make it all possible.
Amen.
Thank you for my big brother. In the name of your son. The holy name.
Amen.
The holy name that holds everything that you are, Father. The beautiful name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.